T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great CBS college football writer Shehan Jeyaraja joins us on the KRLD Newsline. Shehan, great to catch up with you, and big week coming up in college football, and that includes for the TCU Horned Frogs right here out of North Texas. I was just reflecting on it. Gary Patterson was the head coach in the middle of last year, and now Sonny Dykes comes in, and they're in the playoff. What happened in the last just little over a year to set this up for TCU?
Yeah, well, I think that when you look at Sonny Dykes' history, especially dating back to his time at SMU, he's done a great job of finding ways to kind of put his guys in right positions. You know, I think by the end of his time at TCU, Gary Patterson was kind of struggling to do that a little bit. He wasn't necessarily leveraging his talent in the best way. And I think that there was a little bit of apathy by the end of the time that he left. And so I think Sonny Dykes was a breath of fresh air, and he's brought in some great coordinators, obviously, and Garrett Riley and Joe Gillespie, and they found ways to really take advantage of their talent. And now they're 12-0 and potentially playing for a spot in the college football playoff.
And what a story Max Duggan is as well. A guy that is going to contend for the Heisman.
Yeah, 100%. And by the way, you know, he did not win the job out of camp. Chandler Morris, the son of Chad Morris, actually won the starting job to start the year. But Max Duggan came in because of injury and has just been unbelievable so far this season. His numbers rate among the best in the country. You know, he has a very legitimate chance to be a Heisman finalist, especially if TCU finishes off a 13-0 record this weekend. And when you look at the past couple of years of his career, he improved steadily every single year. But I think that this is also just such a testament to Garrett Riley and what a job he's done putting Max Duggan in positions to succeed. So, you know, again, I think that you just look at all of these little pieces on TCU's roster. So many of the players from this year's team are the same from last year and even from the year before that. So I think that Max Duggan's leadership has been a huge part of taking it forward. And I think that Garrett Riley deserves a lot of credit for that.
Now, Shehan, when we look at this matchup against Kansas State tomorrow, obviously for TCU, this is a much bigger game than it is for K-State, right? But there's a lot of pressure involved in that as well. What is it going to take for TCU to get this done?
Yeah, well, I think that looking back at the last game, right, I think that Kansas State had a lot of success when they switched to passing quarterback Will Howard. And it was because of injuries. Adrian Martinez went out with an injury, and Will Howard's not going to be the guy who starts against TCU this week. So I think that TCU has to have a little bit of a better game plan on the back end. I think that they need to probably settle down and not be too much in the box, because they went down pretty big in their game last time, I think by 18 points. And you know, they're not going to be able to make up that kind of ground, I think, in this kind of Big 12 championship game. So they have to get out to a faster start. They have to, I think, do a better job of getting to the quarterback early. And I think that they have to settle down and play TCU football right from the start. So look, I think TCU is the better team. I think they find a way to win the game in the rematch, but it's going to be highly competitive. And I think that Kansas State is absolutely the next best team in the Big 12.
And if TCU gets into the playoff, what kind of chance do you give them?
Yeah, I think that this group that looks like it's going to be the four in the playoff is one of the more manageable groups that you're going to see. Now, Georgia's Georgia, and we saw what they could do in the college football playoff last year, and they might just be a little bit better than everybody else. But you look at 2 through 4, I mean, Michigan and USC, those are not teams that are unbeatable for TCU. I think TCU probably comes into this playoff with the best opportunity for a Big 12 team to win a college football playoff game since the thing started back in 2014. So look, winning a national championship is hard. Beating Georgia is hard, but I don't think it's the kind of impossible task that maybe we've seen with a 2019 LSU, a 2020 Alabama. I think that this is probably the most wide open version of the college football playoff we've seen in a while.
Great job, man, as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.